Welcome back to Tip TV Finance with me, Jenny Hammond and Zach Merrin. In the studio, we have Ed Fulton, who's a political trading spokesman. Well, Ed, we're absolutely spoilt for choice when it comes to things to talk about in politics at the moment. So let's just start off with the UK and what happened yesterday, of course. Time to panic, or should we just be as entertained as Zach is by it all? Or?
I think we should be entertained by it. I think we're in uncertain times. That's what the Chinese proverb says, may you live in interesting times, and I think we do. I don't think it changes anything particularly. I just think it means it's grist to the mill. It's support for those people who are Remainers, and Brexiteers are going to get on their high horse. But I think all this was inevitable because it was wasn't a decisive result. Mm. It was a win, but it was, you know, it was so close, like with the Scottish referendum. The winners lost, really, and I think we're going to see the next probably 2 years, I would say, locked in some sort of... There will be no easy solution. There will be no easy answers.
Well, we've got the US elections coming up next week. Is there anything they can learn from Brexit? Say, if Trump should get in power, what happened to the markets post-Brexit? Because it was a bit of a shock, that result, for most people. Maybe not for you, Zach. So can we learn anything, or can America learn anything from this?
Well, Trump certainly thinks he can, because he's talking about Brexit on the stump all the time. He's had Farage over a couple of times. And he really thinks, because he's obviously spent quite a bit of time in Britain, he was over in Scotland when the Brexit happened, and... So he really senses this feeling in the West that globalisation, of whatever, however you want to describe it, has disenfranchised people, and that they're willing to kick back. And he represents that in the same way that that UKIP possibly did at the general election, and certainly did into the referendum.
Is that the point there, that people would vote for Trump, even if they didn't think, they might lose money out of it, but they don't care. They would just vote for Trump to make a statement. In the same way with the Brexit situation, they voted for, the property prices might go down, they might lose their jobs, but they feel they're angry about it.
Yeah.
And the issue with the Brexit now is that even though there may not be a plan, they don't actually care whether there's a plan. They just want, trigger Article 50 now. I don't care whether we lose trade, because I'm not getting any trade out of it. I'm not getting any business out of it, so just do it. But the politicians are like all very careful, and they've got their own agendas.
I think that's absolutely right. I mean, what is it now? 8 years since the financial crash. So we've had getting on for half a generation of disappointment, where people are worse off than their parents. Getting on the housing ladder, if you live in the southeast, really anywhere in Britain, is a joke. I mean, it's not, unless you've got wealthy benefactors, it's not going to happen. So I think for a decade nearly, people have gone, well, nothing's working for me. So caution has gone out the window to some degree. And yet the politicians and the establishment, or the elite, or whatever, are still talking the game they talked of before. Oh, well, we'll get back on track. Represented by Hillary Clinton, in extremis, she is the ultimate sort of establishment figure. And whether enough people are going to go, what the hell, let's roll the dice with this guy. Because he talks a good game, and whether you believe he's had a good business career or not, he is something different, and that's such a valuable commodity.
Well, let's move on to your slide. So what are we seeing here?
Yes, this is a 50 index and 25, so they both won their respective party elections. So really, if you pay 42.5 for Hillary and she is elected on Tuesday night, you get 50, and equally if you sell Donald at 32, he'll make up 25. The reason we put McMullen in, just out of interest, is he is not quite favourite to win Utah, which is the second Mormon state. Mm-hmm. It's the Mormon state. And he's an ex-CIA guy. And Utah is a Republican state. It always has been. Mm-hmm. And yet he might win it as an independent. First independent state, I think, since Wallace took 5 in 68. And the reason why that's important is because it might, if it's a close fight, it might stop Hillary and Trump getting over the 270 mark in the Electoral College, which means a deadlock. Mm. It could be 269 tied anyway, but if he takes the 5 Electoral College votes from Utah, that could mean, it's unprecedented, but the rules are it then goes to the House of Representatives, which at the moment is a Republican, so presumably they would vote for Trump, but by the time it goes to the House, it might be a Democratic House. So... And then is there a chance that an outside candidate could come in? I've had a long-standing ticket on Paul Ryan, which I've probably given up on a bit. But he could come through as a unity candidate if the rules could be changed. You just don't know. Pence, Kane, if something could happen in the last few days. So McMullen's interesting, and I think he will win Utah.
Yeah.
I think it's a crazy year, and I think he's. I think you can back him about 6-5.
But this election is—it's so close to call now. So, how are markets reacting and investors?
Well, they always say that America builds these things in, don't they, with the markets, because they're shrewd enough, they look ahead. But really, in the last couple of weeks, I think it's for the first time, you see serious voices going, he might win.
Whereas before the FBI intervention, it was
pretty. Clinton, yeah,
it was actually. In fact, Clinton was saying, "I'm not even going to bother to mention Trump anymore because I've won." Basically, that's what she said.
Yeah,
that's a big turnaround, isn't it?
It is. I mean, some of the Democrats were putting on a brave face, saying, "This is what we needed because we didn't want complacency in the last week. People not getting the vote out, but this is the last thing they needed." Comey's come in for a lot of criticism, even though he was the darling of the Democrats since July. Because he said nothing to see here, even though he just spent half an hour with a list of Hillary indiscretions and then said, but there's nothing. Now, I think rational people are saying, why would he have entered the conversation again now if there wasn't something substantial? Mm. But we're in this sort of grey area now where no one knows what the details are, so Hillary can't refute them. And, of course, it's an ongoing investigation, so they can't talk about it. So we're probably going to merge into Tuesday not knowing. And it's in that morass of uncertainty.
Isn't that sort of the situation with the FBI and Hillary is you know, like your average American voter said, you know, says to themselves, well, do I want to vote for somebody who's currently being investigated by the FBI?
Yeah.
But I mean, Donald Trump's they're got
very
his own issues.
They're all very law-abiding and very, you know, I mean, here we sort of think the FBI might be like, you know, it's quite dodgy. It's not really like, you know, a J. Edgar Hoover. But they're very straight, yeah. Aren't they? And it's like FBI. Wow, this is heavy.
And I think Comey's reputation is particularly, neutral. People have always said he's a straight shooter. So yeah, I mean, you could have the first 2 years of a presidency, you know, mired in indictment. And some people are talking that the email thing isn't the big deal. It's the Clinton Foundation, which is what really the FBI are investigating. So it's a complete mess. And obviously there's stuff with Trump University and, you know, he's going to be suing these 12 women that have come forward and he spread malicious gossip about how he behaved. So that's going to play out. So it's, which one do you want?
It's pretty worrying if that's the best American can offer to people who are, you know, have slightly dodgy backgrounds.
Yeah, I mean, I think in recent memory we've had some sort of fairly straight politicians in America, but I think if you dig back a bit further, they've had some pretty crazy elections back there. Yeah. And it's a pretty wild country in many ways. And it does divide quite evenly down the middle.
Can I ask who you're hoping to get in power?
Just for the hell of buying the ticket and going to see that movie, I'd quite like to see what happens with Trump. I don't happen to believe he could start a nuclear war. I think the chiefs of staff and the generals would be a nice buffer. I don't think he'd do anything crazy. And he might just shake things up. But not from a political point of view, just from a sort of, why not? Do you know?
Yeah.
Because I think exactly what you just said with Hillary, it could be an awful first term. And particularly if she's against the Republican House and Senate, which will block everything she tries to do domestically. And she'll spend a lot of time in front of grand juries, which she's already spent quite a bit of time in her life doing. So
you don't really want a president.
We've seen that movie before, I think. Yeah. So let's go see a different movie, I think.
Absolutely, Ed. Thank you so much. Ed Fulton there, talking about what we might be seeing come the US elections next week. Well, don't forget, you can follow us on Twitter @OfficialTipTV. Thanks for watching. See you next time.